Shabbos, chapter 12, Mishnah 3. Akosef shtei osos. If someone writes two letters, so we'll see that's going to be the amount that a person will be chav for a chatas offering, a sin offering, if he does it unintentionally. And the reason being that when they, in the tabernacle in the desert, so they had the walls of the tabernacle were made up of these krashim, these like planks or beams, and they were marked. They used to mark them, put one letter on the one side and one letter on the other side, so that when they took it down and it put it back together again, they would know which beams fitted together. So that's why two letters is the minimum amount of writing in order for you to be liable for the Torah malocha of, in order for you to be liable for a sin offering. So it's going to go through here, all of these things. It says the Mishnah, Bain Bamin or Bain Basmola, whether you write with your left or your right hand, but the Gemara says this is talking about an ambidextrous person. Otherwise, if you're a right-handed person and you write with your left hand, so you're not liable for a sin offering because that's not your normal way of writing. And so to the reverse. Bain Mishem Echad, Bain Mishnei Shemus, whether it's with one letter or two letters it means. So if you put like A and then another A, that's the same letter. But if you put like A and a B, that's two letters. You're also liable if you write two different letters. Bain Mishnei Samamanyos, whether you use one die or two dies. So you could write the first letter in one, like ink, and the second letter in another thing, like, let's say, sikra, a red paint. So if you'd use two different inks, you'd also be live. B'chol Lashon, in any language, says the Mishnah, chaf. You are obligated a sin offering if you do that unintentionally. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi, lo chivu shtei osios ela mishum reshem, that you would also be liable, essentially, if you just make a mark. In other words, you don't even have to write the letter, you just make a mark. And the reason being here that they didn't write letters on the walls in the tabernacle, they made marks. So mark, according to him, a mark was the main category of malocha, and writing comes underneath that. So he would hold that you are liable even if you just merely made two plain marks, whereas the Tanakhama would hold you not liable for a sin offering if you just made marks and didn't write letters. Amar Rebbe says, Rebbe Matzinu Shem Katan Misham Gadol. You also have a situation where you have a small name in a big name. For example, Shem Mishimun or Shmuel. In the word Shimon and Shmuel, you also have the word Shem. Or in the word, you have the word Noach Minachor. In Nachor, you can hear Noach over there. And in Dan, you have in Daniel, right? You can hear the Dan. Gad mi Gadiel and Gad and Gadiel. So in all of these cases over here, what this is coming to teach us is that if you intended to write, let's say Daniel, and you just wrote Dan, you didn't like finish it, but so you didn't do what you intended, but nevertheless you did write a complete word, okay? And therefore, according to Rebbe, you would still be liable on account of writing, even though you didn't finish what you intended to complete.